Good morning of Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, a ceasefire and the Israel-Gaza conflict, a fragile ceasefire hold, says the Washington Post, as eyes turn to suffering in Gaza and Netanyahu's political future. Hard-right Israeli politicians lambasted the agreement, ending 11 days of violence, and Hamas warned of hands on the trigger amid a dire humanitarian situation in Gaza. Meanwhile, President Biden is hailing the ceasefire and sees genuine opportunity. Is there?
Oh, yes. Look, this is the tension that has existed since the beginning and will exist again and again and again. The idea that there are such divisions between the Israelis and the Palestinians that there are sparks that will start a fire. If you take people's homes away from them or you confiscate their land, it's going to be something. If somebody fires a missile at you, it's going to be something. We have seen examples of this for quite a while. One of the problems with having a democracy, in other words, being able to see what your leaders are doing and hold them accountable, disappears in a time like this, because it is so clear that the United States said to the Israelis, who they give a lot of money to, they give a lot of weapons to, cut it out. We want a ceasefire. And he got it. Now, for Netanyahu, this isn't good, because Netanyahu proves himself a leader by looking out for Israeli protections. And in this case, he did that. And everybody acknowledged that his stock goes up when something like this happens. So when it's dissipated, conversely, he loses. Same thing is true for the Palestinian leadership, which gets credit from their followers for having been tough. And when it gets resolved, less power to them. But make no mistake about it, David. In the end, the White House laid down the law, and it was followed. Something I said was going to happen.
The CNN primetime host Chris Cuomo, Alan, offered public relations advice to his brother, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, after a series of sexual harassment allegations threatened the governor's political career earlier this year, an unusual breach of traditional barriers between lawmakers and journalists. CNN said on Thursday that the conversations were, quote, inappropriate, and that Chris Cuomo would refrain from any more similar discussions with the governor's staff, but the network said it would take no disciplinary action against the anchor, whose program was CNN's highest-rated show in the first quarter of the year. For Chris Cuomo's part, he apologized to viewers and his colleagues at the start of Thursday's show, saying it will not happen again. It was a mistake. But he also defended himself, saying that he, quote, of course gave advice to his brother and that he was family first, job second. I know where the line is. I can respect it and still be there for my family, which I must.
Well, first of all, it is interesting that it's their highest rated show, CNN's. This is a tough thing for a brother or for a governor. You go to those who are closest to you and you make sure that you don't cross a line. In this case, it appears that he may have crossed a line. I mean, how can you be an impartial observer and still be giving advice to one side? So, look, there's a terrible game in journalism called gotcha. And sometimes it's important and sometimes it's not. In this case, CNN is not going to give up its number one show. And we always have to remember that Chris Cuomo is there because his last name is Cuomo. Now, you can say, well, he would have risen to the top if his name wasn't Cuomo and if he wasn't the governor's brother, but we don't know that. We only know that it is to his advantage that he's the governor's brother, and sometimes you got to pay the price.
From the AP this morning, Alan, nervous workers struggle to adjust to new mask policies. An abrupt relaxation of mask policies at some retail and grocery stores has left workers reeling as they try to sort out what the new environment means for their own safety and relationship with customers. Walmart, Best Buy, Macy's, Costco, Home Depot, Trader Joe's, and Target, among the growing list of big chains that are allowing vaccinated customers to shop maskless. Anecdotally, out and about yesterday, I saw a number of people without masks going in and out of businesses. I did not, and I will not.
You did not, and you will not, and I did not, and I will not. Most of the stores that I go into still have a mask mandate. If you go into the supermarket in Great Barrington, if you go into various stores, people are wearing masks because people aren't stupid. You know, this is by no means a settled matter. And I do think that a certain amount of criticism is due to the top health officials who are giving us mixed signals. What happens now when we start to find that there's a recidivism and that things get worse? In some cases, are you going to just at the very top of the U.S. government say, okay, now we got to go back to the old way? It may seem alarmist, but I think prudence is the best policy here. And let's just see where it goes.
Experts raise concerns after Texas execution without media. Legal and death penalty experts worry an execution without media, watching how Texas officials administered a lethal injection against a condemned inmate, is another example of the lack of transparency and competency in how the death penalty is carried out in the U.S.
Well, of course, David, I hate the death penalty. If for no other reason, we have found too many cases in which somebody is put to death and they didn't do it. DNA evidence, anything comes up. Look, some of these killers are heinous people. And as Mario Cuomo used to say to me, if they were in a cell and the only thing they heard was the toilet flushing, that would be an appropriate punishment. But once somebody is dead, they're dead. You don't bring them back.
That brings us to keeping us alive. WAMC starting its lockbox challenge on Monday, Alan, at WAMC.org. We cannot continue to be a part of your morning routine or any routine unless you're here for WAMC.
David, you couldn't have said it better. I have to say, I've been doing this since 1979. That's quite a while. 3 a year, you add them up. But I have never approached them with a sense that all is well. Because all is not well until you have the money each time to run the station. So everybody, it's Alan, and I'm asking that you do everything you can. We will survive as long as everybody does something. WAMC.org is the way to do it today, and get it out of the way. WAMC.org.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.